Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. What a mighty God we serve. He is so marvelous, so wonderful, so awesome. We don't even have words to describe who he is. But we bless God for all that he's done and doing and the great and mighty things yet to come. We bless the Lord. Praise God for a move of God tonight. Every day we get in his presence, we ought to have an anticipation of expectancy. Glory to God to hear what thus said the Lord. We thank God for the power of prayer as we pray and seek the face of the Lord, believing, glory to God, when we pray, whatever we ask him in faith, that we believe it will be manifest according to his will. We thank God. Glory to God. As we come in his presence today and welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Praise the Lord as we're connected together in the spirit to hear and to speak and to say and to do. Glory to God in anticipation of expectancy or whatever the Lord has for us. Praise God. We bless the Lord tonight. We're looking forward to a move of God in the servant of the Most High God. Praise the Lord, Prophetess Mary Peek. Praise God. Connected to the prophet Lillian Bird. We thank God, glory to God, connected most of all to Jesus Christ with a word in her belly to bring forth glory to God for the body of Christ. So we welcome you and we honor the Lord, glory to God, thanking God for blessing us to be a part of a new day. And whatever he says and whatever he's commending us to do, we will stay open and hear, and then not only hear but be doers and walking in the truth and looking forward to God doing mighty things in this time. Even in the midst of this corona, the pandemic, the things that are going on around the world, God is still God. He's still on the throne, and he deserves all the praise and glory. So help us to keep our minds fixed on thee, O Lord, casting every care, every concern. Hallelujah. Putting it on the altar and believing what your words say is true. So this too shall pass. We just got to be in alignment and compliance and stay on the narrow way, glory to God, and look forward, glory to God, for God ministering, moving, doing whatever he's going to do in the midst, and healing and deliverance, and it's a mighty move of God still. Glory, our ringing in our ears of the great things God is doing, no matter how much the enemy show his ugly head, God still keep proving and moving in the midst of all of that that's going on. So I just want to celebrate Jesus. Just want to celebrate him for who he is. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. We thank the Lord for those that have come online tonight. Glory to God, preparing to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We're thanking him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That right now we're gonna get ready, glory to God, to do our scripture reading. We're going to give plenty of time for the servant of the Most High God for the Most High God to move. So we're going to, in your hand, we're going to bless the Lord while we're there for that. Give me that Bible over. And we're going to prepare to release her to let the prophet, introduce her, Prophet Bird. We praise God for the mighty move of God is working in her life. God coming through her procedure on Wednesday and still available for service. I'm telling you, when you got a mind and a heart after God, he is so miraculous how he does work miracles and blessing and how he moves on our behalf and in our bodies. Praise the Lord. So we're going to prepare now, bless the Lord, for the reading of the word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for our scripture reading. I didn't have it. Okay. It's in 2 Timothy. The fourth chapter, the first verse. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reproof, rebuke, exhort with all loving, long suffering, and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, therefore, laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. Okay, we'll finish at that scripture. It will end from first. It will be chapter 4, 1 through 7. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless you, Jesus, for the reading of the word and the hearers in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. And just before, glory to God, we pray. We're going to just say, when you need courage, keep scripture, O Lord, the Lord, all ye saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Psalms 31:24. Father, we bless you today and give you glory and praise and honor for being a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. We thank you for your loving kindness, renewed mercies every morning, for your grace, for the opportunity, glory to God, to come in your presence. You said no flesh can glory in your sight. As we come now, glory to God, humbling ourselves and with the attitude of gratitude and a desire, glory to God, to fulfill your will, we are praying, God, that you will bless these, your people, as we come, glory to God, together to hear what thus said the Lord. We are praying that you open our hearts and our ears, that we may be able to hear in the name of Jesus, that it will penetrate and fall on good ground. Thank you for the speaker that you placed in our before us to break the bread of life. You said man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We pray, glory to God, that the word is already, and thank you that it's already anointed. Anoint your vessel. God, we are praying, glory to God, that the word will come with clarity and thought, glory to God, and everything that is needed at this hour. We are believing that it will come through the word. We're just going to believe you for great and mighty things to manifest, even as the word continues to penetrate in our spirits. We're thanking you, Lord God, for all those that are, whatever the needs are on the line, whether it's for healing, deliverance, encouragement, glory to God, and for clarity, or whatever, for things that will need to be uprooted, glory to God, for those that need to be find themselves rooted in you. Whatever the needs, we're believing, God, that your word on a daily basis, we can find it out. But also, God, even today, we thank you for the enlightenment. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for healing, touching bodies, encouraging. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for all that you've done and what you're doing. God, there is none like you. You will give us the strength that we need, hallelujah, to continue on this course, Lord, on this journey to carry out whatever assignment. We bind up Satan, all of the confusion, any set of traps or snares to try to interfere on that God has for us. In the name of Jesus, help us to be faithful to you, because great is your faithfulness. Glory to God, none like you, God. Thank you, Lord. No weapon formed. Many weapons might be formed, but they're not going to prosper. It's not going to accomplish what the enemy wants, God. You'll turn it around it and make it for good, and you'll enable us to become a mighty servant of valor in the same way you empowered, glory to God, Gideon. So we just thank you, Lord God, for the encouragement, for the enlightenment, for the strength, for the peace, for the joy, for the power of your word. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for glory to God blessing us today. In the name of Jesus, we're going to find, glory to God, the servant of the Most High God's line, so that way we can prepare for Pastor Prophet Bird to come on and introduce, glory to God, none other than the one that will break the bread of life tonight, which is Prophetess Mary Peake. Glory to God. Thank God, because the vessel is anointed, a praying woman, anointed, and glory to God. Thank God for the giftings and operation in her life. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord, a mighty warrior, along with the warrior that's going to introduce her. Praise the Lord. Prophetess Bird.
Praise the Lord, saints. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is my pleasure tonight to introduce to you my natural sister and my sister in Christ. Prophetess Mary Helen Peake, she is the mother of two daughters, 6 grandchildren and 2 great-grands. She attends Faith Community Church in Clinton, South Carolina. Mary was one of the founding members of Faith Community Church. She loves the Lord with all of her heart, and her greatest desire is to worship God and to bring others into the loving and living relationship with the Father, and with a desire to see them delivered, set free, and saved. So I will introduce to you now Prophetess Mary Peak.
Forgive me one moment, Prophetess. I didn't pull your name because I have to do it one at a time. I'm so sorry. Bless the Lord. Got to pull you up real quick. Sorry. Oh, my Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me find you. There you are. Praise the Lord. Sorry for the delay. Bless the Lord. So at this time, you should be receiving Prophetess. You're online now.
Okay. Praise God. Father, just want to minister a short song that the Lord laid on my heart this morning. Hallelujah. You spoke the word, and the world came in to order. You waved your hand and let it fill the empty sky. You placed the woman and the man inside the garden. And though they failed, they saw compassion in your eyes. Oh, Lord, I stand amazed at the wonder of your deeds, and yet afraid of what they bring me to my knees. Lord, I praise you because of who you are, not just because of all the mighty things you've done. And Lord, I worship you because of who you are. You're all the reason that I need to voice my praise because of who you are. Because of who you are. Because of who you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise. Most high God, faithful Father, mighty King, we worship you, not because of all the mighty things we can look around and give you praise for, but Lord, for who you are. And we give you praise and we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. It is a pleasure to be with you tonight as the body of Christ. I just give honor to our Father and our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, who is so welcome to be here tonight. So Pastor DJ, thank you for inviting me to be here tonight. And to all of the ministers and the fivefold ministry gifts that are here with us tonight, greetings in the name of the Lord. Before I get started with what was given to me as a theme for tonight, I would like to share something that the Lord impressed upon my heart as I began to study for this word tonight. You were saying that God is in preparation, purity in his body. We need each other, and it is time we listen to God through our own personal time with him, and also from the fivefold ministry gifts of apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist mentioned in Ephesians 4. We need them at this time to mature. And he is pulling them out to the forefront to minister to his people to prepare us for frontline ministry. Hear what thus says the Lord. And this is what I say, don't be foolish. You don't have to be foolish. We know it for our sake. So the scripture given to me for tonight came out of Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. True faith never says I cannot. When we truly hear God and obey, we are walking in faith. We are faith beings. We walk by faith and not by sight. I got to give props to the Word. The Word always works, but we don't always work the Word. The Word always works, but we don't always work the Word. We are all at different levels in our walk with God, and we must learn to walk by faith. God is always faith, but are we? 2 Timothy 2:13 states, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. What does it mean to be faithful? What is faithfulness? Faithfulness is being true to one's promises, steady, loyal, constant, reliable, totally trustful, or believe. These are attributes of our Father God who wants to change us from glory to glory to make us look like him in our everyday life. We learn to walk by faith by getting to know who our God is and walking by his side. I just want to give you a testimony for faithfulness in the natural. I'd like to share a little analogy with you about a dog tip that we had when my girls were growing up. Their father brought Tip home. But guess what? I was the one who fed him. I was the one who took care of him and gave him whatever he needed, so he fell in love with me. But not only did he fall in love with me, he was in love with that whole family. He stayed by my side and would protect me if he perceived a threat. And he always ran behind the car. When I would get in the car and I left him, he'd run behind the car until I would stop and pick him up and take him with me. And when my daughter's father would walk her to school every day, he would walk with them to school and stand right behind him and walk the father back home. So that's just how faithful Tip was to us. He was loyal to us. Well, one day my brother-in-law, who lived in New York for years, who had not met Tip, came home. And as we greeted each other, he reached out and hugged me. And Tip naturally was standing right behind him. And he beat him. He beat him on the ankle. And he was shocked, but I wasn't. And I just didn't think. Tip was a little old Chihuahua mix. So he thought he was fierce. But he did it. But Tip was loyal. He was very easy. And that is how our Father is with us. He is loyal. He's everlasting. He's trustworthy to us to the very end, as he said, even when we're not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can, okay, what about the time? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What about the times when I don't feel? You hear that word feel? When I don't feel like I can't do all things through Christ? Does Christ strengthen me even in those times when I don't feel like he does? If we step out in faith, he does. Sometimes we just don't believe. Sometimes we're going through things in our life that makes us not believe. But God never changes. He is constant. His word always remains the same. He is faithful who promised, says Hebrews 10:23. He's faithful who promised. We can always trust that his word is true. Numbers 23:19. Let me read that for you. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will not make it good? He will. He's faithful in his word. We just got to learn to trust him. We can always trust God at his word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Lord spoke three things to me as I was studying about what the enemy is trying to do to his body at this time. He's coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And he told me, and he to stop us from moving forward in this process that God has called us to. And the first thing is fear, the second thing is anger, and the third thing is grief. He told me three things in the beginning, but the third thing just couldn't come until Prophetess Bird was ministering last week. And that thing on grief hit my spirit so hard, and I said, yes, that's it. These things can be very strong emotions or spirit. And the Holy Spirit will tell you the truth if you seek him and ask him. The word says in John 8:32, if you continue in my word, you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. You can come from, these things can come from many places in our lives, from job loss, from sickness, from disappointment, from the death of a loved one, from marriage problems, from divorce, from coping with hard times. These things can come and minister to our spirit that we just can't move. We are stopped by the hand of the enemy. But I just still want to tell you that we can do all things through Christ. I want to talk about fear, anger, and grief. That's for a little while. On fear, I want to give a testimony from my own life. For years, I have struggled with teaching and preaching the word. For years, and I know that Pastor BJ has known this, because every time she prays with me, that's what she prays with. For years, I have struggled. And then in this season, God began to give me dreams about that I'm fearful to teach the word. He began to give me confirmation. He began to speak to me, speak to my heart about fear. And so when she asked me this time, I knew it was my time. I knew I couldn't back up and say I can't. I knew that I couldn't do it this time. I had to trust what the Lord was saying to me. As you see, true faith never says I cannot. It never says I cannot. And as God began to deal with fear in my life, I was able to move forward into this first time on Blog Radio with Pastor BJ and all of you. And I give God praise. I give him thanks. If I'm going a little fast, you'll have to forgive me because I am very excited about what the Lord is doing. Well, God spoke to me and said, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. And this time I heard. So I just want to give God thanks for what he's doing, not only in my life, but in your life also. And the second one is anger. Anger. Anger also comes to stop us in our tracks. And anger will take us all the way, I'm telling you, to a deep dark, a if we don't get it dealt with in our lives. There was a person who came to me recently and asked to begin a Bible study in his home. And we were both excited almost immediately. And almost immediately, headaches began. And he couldn't get out of the bed that next time we would do. For the next week, he had such angry outbursts over our home situation, and it was very, very bad. And this went on for a little while. And finally, I was able to talk to him about what was going on. And I said, 1 week, we were prepared to do a Bible study, and the next week, there's such angry outbursts on my home. What is going on? And he said, this was supposed to be a trial in my life. A trial lasts for a season. This ain't no season. I don't know what this is. And we talked. And we, as children of God, must remember that only God can determine what a season is in our life. One thing about our God is that He remains faithful to us in our time of trial. And we got to trust Him in our time of trial. Hard to do when the enemy is pressing hard against your back. But remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But our Father is faithful to us. And He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Grief. Grief means to mourn, to feel very sad about something. And I have some scriptures down here that if you want to write them down and look at them later to be ministered to about grief. The first one is Psalm 34, 18. The second one is Matthew 11. 28. The next one is Psalm 147:3. And the next one is Matthew 5:4. John 16:22 out of the NIV version says, this was Jesus talking to the disciples as he was getting ready to ascend to go be with the Father, to sit at his right hand. And he knew he wouldn't be coming back right away. But he said this to his disciples. So with you, now is your time of grief. See, grief sometimes comes through the hand of God. In Ecclesiastes, it says time to pray, time to mourn, time to grieve. So sometimes these times come. But he also said, it is your time of grief. But I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. All around us we see grief, as Pastor BJ was praying. COVID, we just got news that a couple of our family members tested positive for COVID. We have all kinds of sickness, cancer. Thank God for delivering my sister, Lillian, from cancer. Distress and pain, distrust all around us, dark grief, not just grief, but grief that goes to a dark place because the enemy wants to stop us in our tracks. He wants to kill, steal, and to destroy us from moving on in tonight. And I say the devil is a liar. He will not win this time. For God is pulling out his apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers and evangelists to mature the body of Christ. And he will be on time. He is an on-time God, and he will do even as he has said he will do. So what we have to do is listen and obey. Listen and obey to the Spirit and the voice of the Lord, our God. We must remember that we can, despite everything that's going on, the fear, the anger outburst, the grief that we can do all things. There are some things that we can do while we wait on God's deliverance. And before I go there, I just want to remind us all that the disciples and the Old Testament prophets had to learn who God was. All of them, Moses, Daniel, David, Paul, Peter, all of them had to learn by getting to know God and getting to trust Him that He's a faithful Father and He would do exactly what He said, and that we could walk by faith and not by sight. We could believe the word that God speaks to us, step out on it, because He's a faithful Father who cares for us. And remember, when we are faithless, He remains faithful because He cannot deny Himself. But I just wanted to tell you a few things that we can be doing as we are waiting for our salvation and our deliverance. We can read and meditate on the Word of God. We can ask in Jesus' name and pray in faith. We can forgive others. That's a biggie. In the body of Christ, we must step out in faith and forgive others, because that's a big binder. That binds us. It stops us in our tracks from God doing all in us that He wants to do. And if you know a minister who can pray deliverance for you, and you trust them, and you trust God in them, they can pray deliverance for you if you feel that the Holy Spirit tells you that that's the Spirit that's ministering to you. And remember to pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Because we don't know how we ought to pray as we should. But we can always pray in the Spirit, and He's praying the perfect will of God for us to the Father. And in getting ready to close, I know I feel like I have so much to say. And I know it's been pretty quick here, but I am getting ready to close. And I just want to share with you 1 Peter 5:10 out of the NIV version. And it says, "But after you have suffered a while, may the God of grace, who have called us into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." God bless you in Jesus' name. But remember always, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Most High God. Bless the Lord. It was a powerful word, but I am overwhelmed that it's so short. It's a blessing. It don't take all night and all day, but praise God. We bless the Lord that we can do all things through Christ Jesus. Praise God. And we're supposed to be faithful being, as you said. And I like what you said from the beginning. The Word is always working, but we are not always working the Word. Now, that is so true. The Word is always working. God is always at work. And it's always active. And here we are. Praise God. We say we love the Lord and we got His Word, but we are not activating it and have it acting in us as it should, because sometimes we're grieving and overriding the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. But before I get to giving remarks, I need to make sure that the lines are open, that there is anyone, glory to God, that in need of prayer from anything that was said tonight, bless the Lord, and desiring God to move on their behalf or encouragement in any aspect of anything that the woman of God has said and found yourself in it. Praise the Lord. We want to take those prayer requests before we go on to start giving those remarks or accolades or whatever. So I'm going to have the lines open, because I was already getting started, getting ready to get fired up into what I did here. Praise the Lord. So I have all the lines open now. If there's anyone that desires prayer, we have you have the opportunity now. And then as soon as we do prayer, then we can take those remarks.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Minister BJ?
Yes, I can.
Well, praise the Lord. Oh, this phone, I'm going to tell you, I want to chunk it somewhere. I have a special prayer request that if we just pray for the lost souls, the souls that are lost, that in the name of Jesus, the saints or the people of God are the light and the salt that we need to be so that we can draw others to Christ, because it's just a burden for the lost. Amen. That's my prayer request.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to check them all at any more prayer requests so that we can take them. I'm writing them down so that way we can take them in whatever order. So is there any more prayer requests besides that one? Is it personal or whatever, or intervening for someone, or this message that put someone on your heart for standing in proxy, or is it for yourself? Praise the Lord, then. We're going to ask you, Prophetess Mary Teak, would you just go ahead and take that prayer request? And that's something we should be praying for at all times, not only as ministers, but as believers, as we're trying to win souls to the kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you that we can come upon and ask whatever we will, agreeing together that you would do whatever we ask for. And Father, we thank you for the lost souls that have come up in this minister's spirit. And Father, we pray and agree with her and every other person who's praying that you, Father, that you would send forth salvation for your people. Father, you said that the fields are white on the harvest. So we're asking you to put people in place who can reap that harvest of lost souls. Father, continue to minister in us, continue to change us, continue to change our hearts that we might be a light to them. Your word says that we are the light of the world, and the light of the world draws, and we're the salt of the world, so we draw. So work in us, Holy Spirit. Change what needs to change in us can draw lost souls into your kingdom. I believe we're coming into a time, Lord, that you're getting ready to do that. That's why you're at work. That's why you're preparing. That's why you're drawing out, because you're ready to reap the harvest, dear Father God. And we give you praise for that right now. So in Jesus' name, we ask together in prayer, and we believe that it is done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. The system knocks a couple of people's mics off. So if there's anyone else that have a prayer request, we want to go ahead and take it now, because the lines were open and then it jumped back off the mic. So I just didn't want
praise
to. Bless the Lord.
Could you remember me in prayer? My name is Rachel. I've been having some health issues, and I know God. I'm believing God for my healing. Could y'all touch and agree with me?
Yes, we definitely can.
Healing.
You want to take that one too? Okay. There's another brother on someone else that said they need a request.
Yes. God bless everybody. Brother Black, just lift me up in prayer. Amen as well.
Okay, then. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
You're definitely blessed. Praise God, Minister Black. Prophetess, did you want to pray or
go for a question?
Okay, then. All right, then. You strengthened enough, glory to God, in the spirit to pray, Prophetess Bird, or you want to wait? Well, I'll take the request. It's praise that she probably just didn't hear me.
Okay.
Father, we bless
you. Hallelujah.
Okay.
God got me. I am strong in him and in the power of his might.
Hallelujah.
So, I will pray. Father, we praise you. We honor you. And we give you glory. God, we know that you sent forth your word, God, to heal us and to take care of us. So, Father, we come boldly tonight to your throne of grace. And we ask you for mercy, God. We ask that you touch these bodies as the devil has touched us. But we know that you got all power. All power is in your hand. And healing is in your wings. So right now, God, as we lift up Rachel to you, for she's wonderfully and fearfully made, God, in your image and in your likeness. You created her. You made her in that body. And, God, we don't know what's going on in that body, but you do. You knew it even before it happened. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we command this body to get in line with the word of God. We speak to every organ in that body. We speak to every blood vein in that arteries and whatever it is, Father God, we speak to it in the name of Jesus, and we command it to be healed and whole in Jesus' name. So, God, we are thanking you for our healing. We ask now, Father God, that you even touch your mind, Father God. So whatever that is that's trying to take place, the battle is not necessarily in that body altogether, but it's also in her mind. So let that mind that be in Christ Jesus now be in her, that decree and declare that by his stripes she is healed, whole, and delivered in power. So we thank you for that right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and help her, God, to rest in you. Help her to take her abode in you and know that you got her and that you got this. We bless her tonight. We speak healing to that body, and we're standing on your word, and we're standing in faith. We're not going to be moved by what we see or what the doctors say, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we are thanking you in advance, God, for what you are about to do, and show her in the precious name of Jesus. And we thank you. And God, we just lift up Brother Black to you. He is a man of God. He's a man of faith. He's a man after your own heart, Father God. And I thank you that in his life, you're Jehovah Jireh. You're everything he needs, Father God. You're everything he can desire or want. So I ask in Jesus' name that you work mightily in his life, Father God. I'm asking you that you go with him when he go in and when he go out, Father, and show him your will for his life, because we know he's a powerful man of God. We know that he walked by faith and not by sight. So, Father, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus, as you put him on that path that you set before him before the foundation of the world, that he walk it out now in Jesus' name. We thank you for him. We thank you for his faithfulness, God. And we say that every need he have is met in you, nothing missing and nothing broken. Thanking you for the people, God, that you're going to place in his life, that he's going to speak life to. So we bless him now in the name of Jesus, and thanking him for his place in the body and how he has preached and teach your word, dear God. Not one word fell to the ground without producing a crop. So we bless him and we thank you for him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank God for all the powerful prayers. Bless the Lord. Is anyone else?
Pastor BJ, I have a word for Rachel.
Praise God.
And for Mr. Black. For Rachel, the Lord said you are struggling with some grief and worry, but he wants you to cast it down because he says he's got you, and for you to rejoice, for he sees and he knows what's going on in your life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
And then,
praise God.
Yes, and then for Mr. Black, the Lord said, do not grow weary in well-doing, for you will receive if you faint not. He's got you. He knows exactly where you are. So right now, I speak to weariness, and I say, loose from him in Jesus' name. And I speak peace to his spirit now, and the joy of the Lord will overtake him
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome.
Glory to God. Way to the prophets.
Can I just give a quick testimony?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Praise God. And I do want to thank each of you for praying for me. You know, I've been hit and the things that I've been going through. But I just want to give this praise report because God is good. God is faithful. And we're talking about faith. And we got to stand on the word of God regardless of what we're faced with. Because, you know, none of us want to hear the C word. None of us ever want to be told that we have cancer. But we don't never know how we'll react until it hit us. And when I was told, because of the word of God that's inside of me, I was never worried about it and never thought about it. But I did have to come and go before the Lord because I'm wondering, what is this and what is this attack? But I want to say to the men and women of God tonight that we are his body and we are that light in the earth. And if something is going to happen, he going to take us through it to bring us through it so that we have a testimony and that we can help somebody else going through. I had my surgery. I came out good. The doctor called me. Pathology had come back. He said, they got it all. There's nothing there. And now I'm looking at radiation. But I want you to know that I'm believing God that I'm not going to have it. But if I do, he's still God. He still got me. He still can take me through it. But I just want you to know that is a testimony for us in these last days so that people can see us and see how we go through things so that we can give them the hope that Jesus Christ is alive. He still rules and he still reigns. So I just want to give you that report that all was well. Everything is gone. So continue to pray with me and for me because we all know that God got this. And I thank you.
Amen.
Glory be to God. This is what I'm talking about, lining up with this word on faith tonight and the testimony and the faithfulness that God is to us, but even when we become faithful and get rooted and grounded in the word to be able to hear the strong voice of this prophet, even just went through this just on last Wednesday. And here God is blessing even today with such a powerful report and the power of God. That's that relationship, getting rooted and grounded in the Lord. You can't go without prepare for the storm, in the storm, and so forth, like, and have a report like this. So that's why you got to remember who's on board and trusting in him and believing in him. God is awesome. I tell you, none like him. Praise God, and we bless the Lord for the prophetic anointing that was flowing already, too. But anything that the Lord is doing tonight, only he can get the glory, because definitely we thank God, glory to God, for the visitation. We had someone else come on the line late the other day. We were asking if anybody had a prayer request. We were taking that, but we also thank the Lord for the prayers that went forth and the prophetic word that came in encouragement to those that already been spoken into their lives. Praise the Lord. There's no more prayer requests. We're going to take. Yes.
I would like to share something. I had a dream, and if you will allow me maybe a minute and a half, I would like to share it.
Okay, then. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
I said yes. You can go ahead.
Oh. Okay. I had a dream. I was walking down the street and I saw an albino Bengal tiger. And when I turned around, he was galloping toward me. And I said, man, I'm going to get eaten. And so I started hurrying and I walked into this junkyard. So I walked to the back. There was no exit. And he was right there. He sat down. He looked at me. Then he started walking towards me. And I looked over to this building. It was like a broken tree, but it was connected or tilted over to the roof. I said, if I run up that tree, I can get to the other side. The Bengal tiger was walking. Then he turned his head, ran up the tree, jumped to the other side. So I'm at the back of the junkyard, and I'm trying to look for an exit. So I look straight ahead. There's the tiger sitting there. And then out of the clear blue sky, here comes another Bengal tiger. This one was normal. And I said, good, they're territorial. They'll fight against each other once they see each other. This Bengal tiger licked the cheek of the albino tiger, and the albino did the same thing, and they sat next to each other looking at me. Then as they walked towards me, I said, man, there's nothing that I could do, but I know I could call in the name of Jesus. I said, Jesus, I need your help now. I said, in the name of Jesus, as they was walking toward me. And if you look up like the fire trucks, they have those ladders to go to the second and third floor story buildings. And then they could use a hose to, squirt water out of there in the third floor building. And then the next thing you know, from another building on the other side, a hose just popped up out of nowhere 2 seconds later, and then it starts spraying mud. And the tigers got confused, and then they exited the junkyard. And I said, in the name of Jesus, and they start galloping. And I said, Lord, thank you. I thank you for that dream, because I don't care. You call in the name of Jesus, he's going to show up. He's already there waiting for us. Amen. Amen.
Well, praise thank God. You. Bless the Lord. And in the faith, bless the Lord. He's our deliverer. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Can I interject a little bit here?
Yes.
Praise God.
I figured you were going to be having a prophet.
Right.
Praise
Brother
God.
Black.
I've been...
Brother
yes,
Black.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
As you were talking, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that when you say you were walking down the road, that you encountered a...
tiger. A Bengal tiger?
Yeah, a Bengal tiger walking in the junkyard. And I heard God said that that's the enemy that you encountered during your walk. And he was, as you were going to the junkyard, that junk represents the world. That means that as you're walking this walk, you're going to encounter the enemy, and the enemy is those that's in the world. And as he was coming towards you, every time you were walking, he was getting in position to attack you. But God has you protected. As you began to call out for to the name of Jesus, Jesus protected you. And then you said that another tiger came.
Mm-hmm.
And that this tiger, but this was the angels that God has already surrounding you. And he came and did war with the devil. God was just reminding me of how Daniel prayed and how he was praying and he was delayed because of the prince of Persia. But Daniel was praying so that his prayers could be prayed, could be heard. And I heard God saying that you got a breakthrough. He's out. You are surrounded by angels, and your angels will fight for you in the name of Jesus. And God said as you are traveling on the way, and that both of them was coming towards you, that means that God will never leave you alone. But whatever the battles are, he's going to always be with you through them. And that don't mean that the devil won't come along. You know how the devil came with the angels and stood mm-hmm. before God and asked about Job?
Mm-hmm.
He does that to us. But God don't want us to worry about the fight. Those angels surround you. You have the favor of God with you wherever you go. And God said you don't have to even be worried about it because he's got you. So even when the enemy comes in like a flood, God already got the standard raised. And he can't come near you. He will not overtake you. So that, to me, is a sort of a warning. Whatever is coming up against you, God wants you to know that he already got you. That was just what I was getting out of that dream that you were saying. So God wants you to know you're protected by him. He got you. So don't worry about whatever's coming. He got you.
I am encouraged. Amen. Feel like I got my strength back.
Hallelujah.
My God, thank you for all those prophecies.
Praise God.
That.
Praise God.
Sayaboko. My God.
That was in my spirit. He was in the
shade. Glory. You're a powerful man in God. Know that. Know that. He hear you when you pray. Know that.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. My God. Everything vanished away now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Time to go higher. My
Hallelujah. Glory. You're going somewhere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are going higher. The enemy want to stop you, but he can't. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Be
blessed, Lord, for move of God. Amen. Amen. By the Lord this night. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord, my dear. Waiting on that for that praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I enjoy each and every one of y'all, and I even enjoy the speaker on tonight. And I would just like to tell you that the lady that was on, Rachel, that was my niece, and I thank God come on tonight. I had said something to her about that earlier, and I thank God that she did come on. But I'm not going to tell the prayer report. I'm going to let my daughter tell it because she can tell it, which is it's my great-grand, but it's her grand. So she can tell it better than I can, so I'm going to let her tell it, okay?
All right, praise God. Praise the Lord, my dear.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank you all for your many prayers on my granddaughter. Whenever it was coming to the point where her mother and her father was going to the hospital because the doctor said that they were going to take her off life support. And whenever they went to the hospital to take her off life support, this was it. We were planning her funeral and everything. And she started moving, and she started doing everything she needed to do for them to realize that this little girl was not going anywhere. So the doctor reported that she would not have to have tubes in her feeding tubes or anything. She would be eating like a normal person. And I thank God for that. He stated that he didn't know if she would be able to walk or, you know, perform certain things like a normal person just yet. But we're praying on that, too, that she's going to be just fine. I just thank God because it was at the point where they were going to press charges against my son and his wife. And I thank God that's not happening now. I praise God for that. And they did say that his mother does have custody of her. She would not be put up into, what you call it? Put up into the system. Her mom. And yes, her mom is going to be staying with her, and now that she's not, she can't be with her daughter by herself. But as long as she have her mom there with her, then it's fine. My son can't see her right now until after court. Everything is done with court, so it's probably going to be a little while before he do see her because she's getting ready to be. They're moving her to Fort Bragg. So she'll be in Fort Bragg, and my son will still be in El Paso if they don't deport him somewhere else. But I just give glory and praise to God that she's doing so, so much better. We don't know all the details of everything because, of course, that's I'm not on that side of the family. I'm on my, you know, my son is her father. And so they're just praying that the conflict that they have with peace, because right now they're not talking to each other. And the way they want it, he's trying to see if it's just like they don't want my son to see her. But I just praise and thank God that everything, as long as she's just doing well, I thank you all for your many prayers and continue to pray for us and pray for my son that everything will go well. And pray for me as well. I'm doing good. Everything's doing good with dialysis. I have surgery, but I know everything's going to go well with those.
Okay, you went out just a little bit at the end. You believe everything's going to go well. Your voice, I mean, like it faded away. What was the last statement?
I said that I have a couple of surgeries that's coming up, and I know that those are going to go well.
Praise God. We definitely want to hear that so we can be able to pray. That's a powerful request, and even, I mean, powerful report about this baby, this miracle, that when they was going to give up, and God said, God has the last say-so, and faith for those that are all that were praying and thanking God for it, and for us, we know we know there was an accidental dropping of the baby. For those that are on the line and knew, I'm not quite sure for the prayers that gone forth and how God worked the miracle in it. So we're thanking God for all those things that God has already proven himself in and how this could have went left in so many different directions. But the hand of God and the mercy of God. So in the meantime, we're still going to believe God. And for those prayers tonight for on the behalf of this family, for this baby and for this family, and also praying for you. So Prophetess Peak, Prophetess Bird, bless the Lord. You all want to split those requests, or someone of one of you all pray. You know, it's for that family, the baby, to celebrate that, but also for complete healing, and also for the parents under the circumstances with this court situation. But also pray for Sister Teresa concerning these surgeries coming, and thanking God that God is blessing and encouraged through all of this too as well. Lynn,
can do it.
Moment.
Huh?
I think
Lord, we do praise you. Lord, we lift this family up before you. That's one of the crises just happening in the body of Christ. And we come against the hand of the enemy who has come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's already been thwarted by the prayers of the righteous. In Jesus' name, we have seen miracles already, and we pray for complete and total healing of this baby. Let them come forth saying, glory to our God, for he has done it all.
and bless the father and mother. Bring peace to the situation where there needs to be peace, dear God. In Jesus' name, we pray for the grandmother who needs surgery, from dialysis. Oh, God, I pray that you would even, and agree with those who are praying with me, that she would even be able to come off of dialysis. Do a miracle in her. You've done a miracle in her grandbaby. We ask you to do a miracle in her. We pray for total healing in her. And even as she has to go through this process, let them be fruitful and let the doctors and the nurses and whoever taking care of her know what they're doing and be wise in all that they're doing in her life. So, Father, we give you praise as we lift this family up to you. And we pray peace that passes understanding to envelop them, let them know that you're with them, you haven't forsaken them, you already have, dear God. You've already worked with them. Continue to work that miracle in their lives, and we give you glory and honor and praise. Father, give them a believing spirit. Help them to believe that all things work together for good for those who love them. Help them to believe that your word is true that's been spoken over them. Help them to believe that you are a faithful God and you do what you promised that you would do. So thank you for them now. We bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise Hello? The holy name of God. What a move of God tonight. Praise the Lord. I do want to bless the Lord. Glory to God for the word tonight. But before I say anything more, I want to give space. I know you have some guests and family, I believe, because there's numbers that are coming up in that same area. So if there's any remarks from any of the ministers or prayer warriors or family, we're going to give way to you first. Praise the Lord. Amen. Any remarks concerning to the word tonight or service, and if there is still a request out there, we'll take it. So the lines are open for anyone that want to respond to how the word was for them tonight or whatever God has done in that mess.
Amen.
Is that Mother Alexander said something?
Yeah, we're doing, but someone else in the line, I think, is one of the guests.
I'm not
one of our guests, if you want to say something before she speaks, you can.
No, it was Brother Black. I'm after you, Mother.
Oh, I'm just giving God glory and praise and thanking him for using Prophet Peter tonight. She hit it on the head when she talked about faith, walk by faith, not by sight, because that's what needs to be done today, really. A lot of people, instead of signing up on the word of God and knowing that God is faithful. So I thank God for bringing that around. Walk by faith, not by sight. Don't worry about what you see. Put your faith in God and keep on pushing. And I thank God for the pity for that tonight. God, use our mighty because we need to hear that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Prophetess, I just thank God for the word. And there's a couple of things I did get out of it. One is when you did say, even our prophetess said the same thing, that God, the word works. We just don't work the word.
Amen.
And I thank God. And the other word was obey. I don't care what happens in our life. God called us to pray. God called us to read the word. God called us to do whatever. If it was word, obey the word. And I just thank God for that. That was encouraging. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
That I enjoyed that word tonight. It was an outstanding word. And the one of the things that you said was about that fear of ministry. But I speak to you and say that there's no reason for you to have that fear, because God is going to use you with what he's placed in you and just walk out again in faith, because the word works, just like you said, but we got to work it. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Anyone else?
My family must be gone. I had two daughters.
No, they're just not saying anything, some of them. Wait a minute. You got two that's gone. Two of your family members probably gone with 864. But I see, wait a minute, that's Bird's number. Let me see. Let me see if anybody left. And those just dropped off just a little bit ago. So they were here for the whole time up until just recently.
This is Tammy. I'm still here, Mom.
Terry,
I'm still here. And we love y'all, and we've been blessed.
Hey, darling.
We're still hanging out here. And thank y'all so much. This has been a blessing. Yes.
Praise God.
Even Madison and Taylor were on for a little while. So, Taylor, say hello, Mom.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay, hello.
All right.
Taylor.
Love y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Love y'all.
Praise God. So, only just two of those that fell off. But bless the Lord. Thank God. We praise God. So, I am just elated by, just blessed that you just was obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, because this was so timely. The impact of what the word had to bring out, all that God said. So however God puts it in the package, whether it's lengthy or whether it's short, the main thing is under the anointing that what God delivers. And we can't, and it's imperative that we don't go past what the Holy Spirit has given us to do. So you were right in your vein with the Holy Spirit. So when you were finished, that opened the door for all the other things that God had to transpire tonight. So this was nothing but the power of the Holy Spirit to move under the anointing like he did, and the prophet is subject to the prophet, and how God blessed. So how many of us still yet were blessed from the word, and the word that brought the prophetic and the encouragement and the testimony. Hey, Shabbat. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important to do as the Holy Spirit leads on that appointed time, and it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. So if we could stay tuned in and focus on what God is telling each one of us, glory to God, and then do it as he give it to us, glory to God, how blessed and how much of a force we'll be reckoned with, glory to God, against the forces of the enemy, if we would just be in our lane and do it. And we help us one to another, but still yet, that eyelash, don't do what your heart do, your fingernails, don't do what your knee do, your liver don't do what your tongue do. Everybody in its appointed place. But in the meantime, where that hand can reach over to help or that feet do whatever, hallelujah, we just need to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm telling you, I am highly elated about, glory to God, how God moved tonight. It's a blessing. So that's all we need to do is just be in place and be in position. And as the prophet has already spoke to the prophet, I pray more and more as God opens the door, my sister, with such a powerful anointing that I've witnessed in your life through the prayer life and just knowing of you, just yield your vessel, especially at this hour in time. Now, we're in the last day. Whatever we may have a part that might change somebody's life, be in position. Hold your post. Don't allow things going on in your life, your family, your body, in the neighborhood, in ministry or whatever. Find your place like never before. Get rooted and grounded and let God use you, because he used you in the word. Use the glory to God to set the stage for the power of the anointing to flow like it did tonight. And I've already witnessed some things that God has blessed in doing in your life. It's just more so. There's nothing but the enemy, glory to God, just trying to, even those that have been seasoned at one time and some of the blows in life, sometimes to try to set us back. But it's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And now he's been using you in time past. He's going to use you even more and greater. And he will strengthen you as you continue to seek his face. And go out, let him set your head like flint and your feet like hot feet, and let yourself be in position, whatever your will is, Lord. Thy will be done in me. I not lean to the left or the right, but I'm a press and pursue after you in these last days. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Prophetess, please forgive me, but if I don't share this, I wouldn't be able to rest tonight.
Okay.
It's about that baby, Teresa's grandbaby.
Okay.
The baby girl, she's a powerhouse for the Lord, number one. And two, normalcy in her brain. There's a mantle on that baby's life. She lifted her hands to praise God that night. And when about the lameness, I thought about Saul's grandbaby, Jonathan's baby, when the attackers came to attack Saul in their kingdom of Israel, a handmaiden dropped Mephibosheth.
Yes.
And he was lame. But that spirit will not come back and enter in the name of Jesus. There will be no symptoms at all. She is completely whole. She divine health. I speak it now. That's what
you
I see.
You believe God. Amen.
And my stomach is empty. Thank you. My belly is empty. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We believe in you for the miracle, God. The miracle is continuous.
Ever done. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Mother McCormick, go ahead.
I remember Brother Black was talking about that before. Whenever I told about the baby and how he was telling me how he was prophesying about the baby before. And then I was telling my daughter that baby was going to, when that baby go out of that hospital, it was going to be waving at the nurses when they go out of the hospital.
Yeah.
So I just thank God for the prophecy that Brother Blake just gave in the name of Jesus. And also, I didn't say nothing about the ministers that preach, but I thank God for the word that have come forth. I couldn't hardly. My phone, I don't know what it is, a little static on it. I've been changing phone from one phone to the other trying to hear clearly, and I didn't know.
It was an interference tonight. I'm not quite sure, but Mother, sorry to interrupt like that, but I wanted to let you know, was it yours? It was Mother Willette had texted me and said to wonder because it was something that was going on. So I think it was kind of like in between my sister's phone and the lines or whatever, something was going on in between it because once in a while we'd go kind of down and back up or whatever, but it was still enough to be able to grasp what the word would say, so I didn't want to interfere at that time and to find out what position she may have been in the house or whether that was just something coming up on the lines. But it wasn't just your line and whatever. It was something going on in between there, so... Other than that, the Lord didn't allow it to block for us to be able to hear the word and be able to allow the service to still continue to go on. So just want to encourage you. That's what that was.
Yeah. But I still, I enjoyed the little bit that I did, what I did hear, which I could always go back online and get it and listen to it again.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Bless God. I did not want to interrupt, but I did grasp a little bit that was happening. But like I said, it was clear enough not to stop the flow of the spirit. So we thank the Lord because truly, my dear sister, prophet, I definitely enjoyed it. I'm just overwhelmed by just the blessing. I want him to always cease never to amaze me. Glory to God, because I asked that even from a child in the Lord, and it's almost 40 years now, and I always want to be in that awe. But I love the way God just blessed and how he did this. And it was a powerful word of faith and the testimonies that went with it and also encouraged us the more. We need to work that word. We need to not do it on a part-time basis and not do it on glory to God, hallelujah, according to whatever the circumstance. But we got to hold fast the faith in spite of all the things and oppositions and everything that goes on in our lives and the things that you talked about that can stop our faith and interfere with that, with the anger and with that grief and all those other things. But it's about the enemy, Lord, trying to find a way to get in and plug in. But we got to get that word in us so we can recognize him when he comes so we can rebuke him, put him to flight, and put our flesh over to God, crucify it too so we won't entertain it as well. But I thank God for the power of the word and the forgiveness so we can walk in faith and we think about all that Jesus did on our behalf.
Glory to God. And all the suffering he did in those 3 days, Glory to God, for to get us to be transitioned over into the image of him. And we got the Holy Spirit. We got his weapons that are not carnal. We got his word. We got whatever he done told us, everything we need in order to get through on this journey. But I bless God for the power of the word in faith and encouragement. So we bless the Lord. If there's not any more remarks, praise God, we're going to give space to the prophet, the minister of the breaking of the bread for tonight, for her to speak and to share. And then I'll make a couple of announcements of our upcoming events in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. I just want to thank God again for the opportunity, and I believe this has opened the door for me that I won't be able to close it. So
thank
I
you.
Give him praise. I give him
thank
praise
you.
for tonight, and I thank him, and I do want you all to remember the prophetic word at the beginning that he said he's going to be releasing and drawing to the forefront the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the evangelists, because you are that. And he's going to be pulling you out to the forefront very, very shortly, as you've never known before. So I just want you and encourage you to remember that word to mature the body of Christ. But God bless you. And did you want me to pray out, or were you going to pray out?
You can go ahead and pray. And those have to leave the line. I hope you don't have to. Well, let me make the announcement again. You pray, and that way we can be released from the line. But, you know,
okay.
That same word that you've given the body, let it be embedded in your spirit, too, as well. Praise God. Well, the announcement
mm-hmm.
is next Sunday, on our fourth Sunday, we'll have Prophetess Benjamin. Her daughter, Minister Laureen Benjamin, will be our speaker for the fourth Sunday, a young woman in the Lord. Praise God that God has groomed and raised up to speak, praise God. So far, I think that would be our youngest speaker, bless the Lord. But she's in mm-hmm. I think she's in her 30s. But nevertheless, and then on the following second Sunday, Prophet Pastor Griffin, you've heard her once before, the other prophet that spoke a while back, or maybe it be a third time, but anyway, she'll be on the 11th. Bishop Page asked for his wife to speak, but evidently on that time for him to be available, he will be our fourth Sunday speaker for October the 25th, because this 27th is Benjamin on this end. And then we will have our 7-day revival November 5th through the 15th, which will fall right back on our second Sunday. And Elder Dorsey will be one of our speakers. And I'll tell you the list of other ones. I'm waiting for one more confirmation maybe two. And then we'll have our complete, Lord, we've got a lineup for the revival in November. And I'm believing God for some fasting and praying for, just like the Lord moved tonight for healing and deliverance and ministering and awakening from out of the fivefold ministry for whatever healing, deliverance, or direction. Or for those that don't know the Lord, praying that you all will be thinking of people that may recognize the Christ in your life. They may not be church goers, but they respect the God in you to even put the number out there, for you never know what might be said those nights of the revival, that God will bless and change their lives and encourage. It might be a backslider, it might be another sister or brother that might be struggling in ministry or struggling in their lives. We want you to put that number out there for the revival. Believe in God for a dynamic gospel explosion, for a move of God during that period of time as well. And Prophet, we're looking forward to the Lord blessing that you will be back, and God will be blessing you to cause you to minister more on the line as well, and other doors to be open in Jesus' name. Praise God. Keep the faith. Find your place and hold your post. Don't allow, glory to God, any enemy to steal any of you off your post, whatsoever God has given you to do. Pray much encouragement and angels being camp in the name of Jesus. Okay, my sister, you can pray.
Praise God. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory for who you are. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your loving kindness toward us. And we just ask you to bless and grace each one of us as we close down and we have to go about our regular do do this the rest of the night. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for all that you've done. Yes, we are sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit that it might bring forth much fruit. And we pray and ask this together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Anyone that's on the line that hadn't been on the line before, praise God, is the, for you to go back and listen to any of the word tonight, anything that you might have missed, or any of the other episodes that we have over the last month, year, years, or whatever. You can go back. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/ Divine, spelt with a D, with the E, D-E-V-I-N-E, Connection. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-O-N. That way you can go back and listen to any episode. Praise the Lord. We speak blessings upon you, angels be in camp. We look forward, glory to God, for the prayer line on Monday night. For prayer, the Lord say the same. Be blessed, be encouraged, and we love you. Shalom.
Shalom, love you.
Shalom.
Love you, shalom. Praise God.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Oh, Lord, and shalom.
Shalom, praise the Lord. To God be the glory.